So in the ancient Greek theater, actors wore masks with exaggerated expressions to help define their characters. And the mask also allowed the actors to play more than one role or even more than one gender in the play. All they had to do was change the mask. As human beings, we often put on a kind of metaphorical mask as well. We talk or act or even dress differently for different contexts. We might act one way at work and another way at church and another at home. Everybody sees just a little bit different side of us. Sometimes we put up a facade to cover up the parts of ourselves that we don't like or that society doesn't approve of. We want to make a good impression on others so that we'll be accepted. And sometimes there's good reasons for this mask wearing, but sometimes it can feel fake as well. Like we aren't able to really be our true selves. We might even feel like we're losing touch with our true self. We might think our mask can hide us from ourselves and even from God. Sometimes we put on a false front in order to cover up pain. Inside, we might be sad or down on ourselves, but we try to put on a smile because we don't want to let anyone know that we're struggling. We don't want to appear weak. I think that's probably instinctual. Animals do that all the time, acting as if they aren't injured so they don't attract the attention of predators. But what if we dared to take off our masks just a little bit more often? What if we showed more of our struggles in life? As we talked about last week, a little bit of vulnerability and asking for help when it's needed can create closer and more intimate relationships. But vulnerability requires overcoming our fear and putting our trust in each other and in God. Now, why should we be ashamed of our struggles and hide them? Of course, that doesn't mean that we have to play the victim either, making our struggles the center of attention. That too might be a kind of mask. But we can be real and authentic and true to ourselves, living from our heart. And we certainly shouldn't hide parts of ourselves just because some aspect of our being might make others in our lives uncomfortable. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people's lives are damaged when they feel that they have to hide their authentic selves, when they are denied full, loving lives. No one should have to hide what makes them unique and wonderful because someone else is afraid of what they don't understand. The prophet Isaiah tells us that we are all the beloved children of God. Now, as the Israelites are returning from exile, struggling to rebuild and maintain their culture, they've probably been tempted to reject anyone who isn't a part of that culture. We kind of naturally rally around our own group. But Isaiah reminds them that God doesn't reject anyone. God's love is unconditional. God welcomes those that humans would reject, those on the margins of society. God invites in those who are looked upon with suspicion, who don't fit in. And to those who are forced to put on a mask to hide their pain when others try to reject them and make them feel less than, God says, come, you are welcome here in my house. It doesn't matter if the world looks down on us. God sees our value and loves us. Now, you might think of it this way. If someone offered you a $100 bill, you'd want to probably accept that, right? What if it was crumpled? Would you still want it? What if it was dirty and stepped on, even torn a little bit? Would you still want it? Well, of course. Its outward appearance doesn't diminish its accepted value. Likewise, God knows the value of each and every person, and it has nothing to do with our race or nation of birth or our sexuality or our body or what we're struggling with, or however else we might think we're different. God knows that our imperfections don't diminish our inherent value, our value as the loving and beloved children of God. Especially when those so-called imperfections are not really faults at all, but are only called such because of bigotry and prejudice. What matters to God is whether we come to life with an open and loving heart, tuned in to God's intentions and desires, clinging to God's way of love. And for those who do that, Isaiah tells us they will find joy. When there are times that when we feel rejected, like we don't belong or that we aren't good enough, Isaiah reminds us not to put ourselves down. Like the eunuch who is told they shouldn't denigrate themselves for who they are, we shouldn't think badly about ourselves either. Each of us is special and loved, even if we don't quite fit into others' views of how we should be. We are special and loved, even if we come to God with some faults and we aren't quite perfect because no one is. God's love is for all people. And when we come to God in love as we are, God will guide us and will help us grow. We don't need to be perfect before we knock on the door. And Jesus also tells us in today's gospel reading that what society thinks isn't what's really most important. Following rules doesn't make us good people or holy people or more godlike people. What matters is what comes from our heart. Is it hate and fear, or is it love? Jesus' words also tell us that those masks that we put on often don't work anyway. In the long run, it isn't really possible to cover up what's in our heart. Our true self is ultimately going to reveal itself by what we do and say. And so maybe we need to just take off those masks a little more often, to not only let other people know who we are, but so we can know ourselves as well. And if there are things inside that we aren't proud of, we can face them and deal with them with the help of God and with the help of community. It might be difficult. It might take a long time, but in the end, we'll be more authentic and more truthful and more loving people. Now, we all fail sometimes. Trying to be perfect is a lost cause. We can't and don't need to live up to impossible ideals. But we can put our trust in God's love to guide us through the rough times when life is trying to trip us up. In today's gospel reading, the daughter of the Canaanite woman needs healing, and she seeks out Jesus, but she's ignored. The disciples, they just want her to go away. And then Jesus seems to forget these words of Isaiah that we've just read, the words about welcoming the foreigner and those who aren't like us. And he's kind of just downright rude, basically calling her a dog. And yet this woman, the hero of the story, in my view, refuses to accept rejection. She doesn't put on some mask so she'll be accepted. And she doesn't leave in shame either. Life was tripping her up. Her daughter was seriously ill. But she still got up and she kept moving. She put her trust in God's love and demanded to be seen and to be heard. And she badgers Jesus until he recognizes her worth, the worth that God already sees in her. Now, there are different ways of interpreting that story. It can make us really uncomfortable for Jesus to look as badly as he kind of does in this reading. And so some see Jesus as testing the woman's faith, saying awful things to see if she remains faithful in the midst of rejection. Others think maybe Jesus is kind of setting a trap for those who are watching this scene by mirroring the ugliness of his culture's prejudice before he reverses himself and heals the woman's daughter. And both of those, I think, maybe have some good lessons and some validity to them. But what if we just take the story at face value? For me, if Jesus is showing the ugly side of humanity in himself and has to be reminded that God's loving, healing touch is for all people, then it's a really good reminder for me that we too can easily be caught up in prejudice. The Canaanite woman shows us the incredible faith that is coming from her heart. She knows God's love is for everyone, that she is worthy of that love and healing, and she doesn't give up. She leans on God and keeps moving forward. So what is in our heart this Sunday evening? Now, we can all at times use someone like that Canaanite woman to show up in our lives and challenge us to look at ourselves more deeply, to look beyond our masks and see what is coming from the heart, showing up in our words and in our actions when we might not even realize it. So let us put our trust in God with the persistence of that Canaanite woman. Let us empty our hearts of evil intentions and open them to God's love, that we might be healed and made whole and live from the heart as the authentic, loving, and beloved people that God has created us to be. Amen.